radio you can depend on. News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader. Download the free TuneIn Radio app and listen on your smartphone.
It's 2 o'clock
from ABC News. I'm Scott Goldberg. President Trump forcefully defends his zero-tolerance policy, which has led to the separation of thousands of immigrant families at the border.
President Trump doubled down on his controversial immigration policies and blamed Democrats.
They're obstruction. They're really obstructionist, and they are obstructing.
The president arguing his administration is enforcing existing laws resulting in the separation of immigrant families who illegally cross the border. House Republicans are considering immigration bills this week addressing the issue, but the measures don't have Democratic support because of hardline changes to immigration and funding for Trump's border wall. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, The White House.
And Democrats say if the Trump administration wanted to stop separating families, it could simply stop doing that. In New Orleans, demonstrators converged on a convention center where Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke this morning. President Trump has ordered the creation of a sixth military branch called the Space Force.
My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation.
He says the U.S. needs dominance in space. A new revelation in the Russia investigation. Roger Stone, one of President Trump's most trusted allies, admits he met with a Russian wanting to sell dirt about Hillary Clinton for $2 million.
Stone did not disclose the May 2016 Florida meeting to congressional investigators when questioned last year. Neither did former Trump campaign aide Mike Caputo, who reportedly helped arrange the meeting. Last week, Stone and Caputo submitted letters to Congress notifying investigators of the omission.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. FBI Director Christopher Wray and the Justice Department's Inspector General are expected on Capitol Hill this hour. They're being questioned about the newly released IG report on the FBI's handling of the Clinton email investigation. The Supreme Court has put off weighing in on whether gerrymandering is unconstitutional. It's allowing disputed maps in Wisconsin and Maryland to stand for the time being. You're listening to ABC News.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Militants along the border.
South Jersey's News Talk, 1400 WOND.
Good afternoon. WOND News Time is 2:03. It is 79 degrees here at the studios of Longport Media in Linwood. I'm Rachel Haynes. The Coast Guard on Sunday rescued six people from a 41-foot pleasure craft that was burning in the Great Egg Harbor Inlet between Ocean City and Longport. The Coast Guard dispatched a 29-foot response boat at about 4:45 Sunday afternoon after receiving a call from someone aboard the vessel. The response boat crew helped six people off the burning boat and took them to Ocean City Marina. No one was injured. A boating service put out the fire and towed the boat to shore. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the fire. In Lower Township, authorities are trying to determine the cause of the death of a 71-year-old man whose body was found floating Sunday in Delaware Bay. Police said kayakers found the body of a man identified as Christopher Heiss Sr. of Pennsylvania, about 100 feet off the beach near Adelphia Drive in the township's Townbank section. The kayakers pulled the man from the bay and brought him ashore but didn't attempt life-saving measures because of the condition of the body. Police said the body displayed no visible signs of trauma and foul play isn't suspected. State police have released an identity of a man who was killed in motorcycle crash Friday on Route 47 in Dennis Township. Troopers said 57-year-old Jack Pfaff of Rio Grande in Middle Township was riding a Harley-Davidson south on the shoulder of the road when he lost control of the bike and it overturned. State police said Pfaff was thrown from the bike and hit a guardrail while the motorcycle slid and struck the side of a luxury car. Pfaff was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car that was hit by the bike wasn't injured. And Atlantic City police arrested two men following a motor vehicle stop and charged one passenger with allegedly trying to hide a loaded handgun under his seat and another for allegedly having marijuana and being wanted on an active warrant. Police said the driver of the car was pulled over after police saw him commit motor vehicle infractions. As officers approached the car, they saw one man leaning forward several times. Police also detected the odor of unburnt marijuana. Police eventually found the gun loaded with illegal hollow point bullets and a quantity of pot. 22-year-old DeJeezy Chase of Atlantic City was charged with three weapons crimes. 26-year-old Camille Newsom, also of Atlantic City, was charged with marijuana possession and the active warrant. Both were taken to the Atlanta County Justice Facility. The driver was issued motor vehicle summonses and released. WOND News Time is now 2:05. Let's go to the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center and Chief Meteorologist Dan Skelton.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, South Jersey. A good Monday afternoon to you. Partly to mostly sunny skies. It's hazy, hot, and humid this afternoon. Low to mid-90s on the mainland. Factor in the humidity. Heat index could approach 100 at times. It's low to mid-80s at the shore. Some help from sea breezes from the heat at the beaches, but humid no matter where you go. Could be a thunderstorm late tonight. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. We stay well up into the 70s tonight. An uncomfortable night. On a Tuesday, it's still hot and humid. Not as hot. 85 to 90. Partly sunny. More clouds, a few thunderstorms could pop up, but by no means a washout. In fact, it's probably more dry than wet. Still some scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy. And the temperatures and humidity will begin to drop off. So instead of closer to 90, it's closer to 80. We'll go low 80s on Wednesday. And then we'll stay in the low 80s, even some upper 70s right along the shore Thursday, Friday. Partly to mostly sunny, less humidity, more comfortably warm. Summer officially begins Thursday morning, just after 6 a.m. In the Longport Media 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skelton.
Thank you, Dan. The current ocean temperature is 66 degrees. It is 87 in Buna. It is 79 in Ocean City, and it is 74 degrees on the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk. I'm Rachel Haynes, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. Bob Burns in your afternoon is next on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
News Talk 1400 WOND takes a look in the rearview mirror for the way it was in Atlantic City. Here's the singing lifeguard Jim Crane to tell us more.
We're going to take a look back in that rear-view mirror of Atlantic City to the year of 1941. Of local interest in 1941 was the marriage of Enoch Nucky Johnson and Florence Flossie Osbeck on July 31st at the First Presbyterian Church, Pacific and Pennsylvania Avenues. The wedding was a closed affair with only 70 invited guests. Three members of the Atlantic City Police Department stood guard. They were Sergeant Joe Lavicchio, Captain Harry Saunders, and Patrolman Roy Smith. Gala reception followed at Johnson's Spanish-style cottage on Iowa Avenue. But within a few hours, Nucky would go before a federal judge to hear pronouncement of his sentence, which slammed shut prison doors on the longtime Republican leader of Atlantic County. He had been found guilty of income tax evasion on two counts. Nuck's departure was cheered by some, but lamented by many, for it had been said that he never refused help to anyone in need. There it is, the story of Nucky Johnson getting married way back in the rearview mirror of Atlantic City in the year 1941. I'm Jim Crane. Please have a wonderful day.
Kidde worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms offer 10 years of protection and no late-night battery chirps, and they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
You're going to get some opinions.
I'm Bob. Would you knock me out, please?
Mixed in with a little news, the latest weather, some sports, and maybe even a little reminiscing.
About a hummer song from 1962.
And you're almost guaranteed to hear something that's going to make you smile.
Bob, we love playing here tonight.
But if you're not careful, you might even learn a thing or two.
Very interesting.
Live from the studios of Longport Media, it's time for Bob Burns in your afternoon.
We'll talk to Bob.
And now, here's Bob.
Hey, what's going on? It's Monday afternoon, a little after 2 o'clock. Eric Rich is in the studio. How you doing, Eric?
Not too bad.
So what'd your kids get you for Father's Day?
My kids made me cool cards for Father's Day.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, and they were pretty funny. I should have brought them. They were Cooper spelled like Father's Day, and then, you know, each letter spelled out something.
Really?
And the T was Terrific Taco Maker.
Terrific Taco Maker.
So apparently I'm a pretty good taco maker.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I was Terrific Taco Maker. Most things that involve those type of word things when it involves Cooper involve tacos in some way.
Really?
Yeah. He must be a really big fan. Because,
wow.
More than one has involved tacos.
And that's something. Likes his tacos. Huh?
Yeah. Both. So.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So that was good. I play a little golf in the morning, which I am horrible at. But I always say to people, do you really want your financial advisor to be good at golf?
That's right.
I mean, if I'm that good at golf, then you have to wonder how much time I'm spending doing it. So one client played with me once, and he's like, wow, I feel so much better after playing golf with you. He's like, I know my money's really in good hands because you're a terrible golfer. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
My friend Joe Ginhart says his handicap is the clubs.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not a pretty sight. And normally I play in tournaments, you know, so it's like best ball. And when you have to play by yourself and play your own ball, you're like, you realize how bad you really are? Like, wow, I really am pretty bad. So I played in a tournament on Thursday, and I was like, wow, I did pretty well.
Yeah.
Because I was always hitting the best ball. And then when you, when you play your own, you're like, wow, no, actually I'm not that good at all.
About that.
So, but I'm learning, taking lessons. Just no one has, who has that much free time in their day?
I know.
Like 5 hours a day, and I'm like, imagine saying like, oh, hi, honey, I'll see you in 5 hours. I'm going to go play golf.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that goes over well, right?
Like, yeah, why don't you sleep in the clubhouse?
Get your meals there, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That would not go over well, so not with three little kids. So.
I have never played it in a complete golf game. In fact, I've never even started a golf game.
I enjoy it, you know, and Cooper has interest in it, so I'm going to try to take him and start, you know, playing around with him at the driving range or something, and, you know, the club pro wants to teach him and stuff like that, but like, we'll see. Kid plays enough sports.
My biggest problem with the golf game is always the windmill at the end.
Yeah, right, exactly. I can never get it past the windmill to get a free next game.
That's right, yeah, the free next game.
That's usually my problem. You know, it's funny you say that. Cooper, 4 games in a row, he won a free game.
Wow.
Now, no one can say that.
No.
And this kid was like, and now he's only 8 now. So at the time, he was probably 6 and 7.
Uh-huh.
4 games in a row, this kid got a free game on the last.
Wow.
I said, I've never done it once, let alone 4 times in a row.
Wow.
So maybe he should have been playing golf on Sunday instead.
Yeah, maybe he's got the eye for it. Huh?
Clearly he has a talent I don't.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So your theme today seems to be in line with Father's Day.
It is. Financial lessons from my father. So a little bit of stuff from my dad and a little bit of stuff from me to my kids.
I see.
And I thought that's pretty good stuff. Pretty good advice that served me pretty well over my life.
So yeah, I guess it has.
Why not share it?
Why not, yeah.
Yeah.
So
pretty unique stuff.
Financial advice from my father.
Yeah. I don't know how I keep coming up with this stuff.
Well, I was thinking about that the other day. Now, I get some of the emails that you get. I'm sure you get many, many more. One is, I get wealth, I think, is an email I get. Yeah. And there's always a ton of interesting topics in there.
Yeah, I comb through a lot. Well, you know, I have to go through so much material anyway,
just
by virtue of what I do, so that once in a while I'll come across something that piques my interest.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, radio topic.
Yeah.
But, today I just, I don't know, it's just going to hit me. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I thought in honor of Father's Day, we'd talk about all the things that I learned directly or indirectly from my dad.
What did your dad do as a living?
Well, my dad did a couple things. He worked for the Woodbine Developmental Center for years.
Okay.
And then he got a job to be a locksmith supervisor when Bally's came to Atlantic City.
Uh-huh.
So he started probably 6 months before Bally's opened.
Really?
Yeah, and he was there for over 20 years. And 3 years into when Hilton bought him.
Wow.
And he was like the only non-union guy in Atlantic City with his job, so... Huh. We knew that was short-lived. And then he went back to Woodbine Developmental Center. He was able to buy back his military time, 6 years of military time, and went back to work there for a couple of years,
uh-huh.
and then retired there.
Wow.
So So my dad's a great example of financial lessons from my dad. My dad never made lots of money.
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys, you know, I always laugh like, oh, you know, the kids, you know, did really well and, you know, they're all pretty financially savvy. I'm like, well, you know, when your dad's a multimillionaire, it's a little easier to, it's a little easier to accomplish. No offense, yeah. But like, yeah, it's kind of a little easier. You know, my dad never made lots of money and never went to college, and he never had any form of his college was the Navy, but he always, everything seemed to work out just fine, you know. And a lot of those were these basic lessons that I learned from him over the years, that I you know, he probably thought I was never listening, but I really was.
You pay attention, yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, kids, whether we teach kids something or we don't teach them, you know, per se, they still learn them one way or another from you,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, I really, when I look back on it, I learned a lot of things financially from my dad.
About that.
And even though he was not a financial guy in any way, shape, or form,
yeah.
You don't need to be to teach somebody a lot about finance.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting. So I thought, you know, what better topic than, you know, around Father's Day to talk about that. So
that's cool.
You know, and there's always good lessons and bad lessons and everything else in between. You know, unfortunately, my dad was pretty much good lessons. His dad was probably lesser so. But, you know, I learn a lot from, you know, from watching what other people do all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I learned countless things from my dad. So, I figured I'd start off with stuff from him and then a little bit of stuff about what I do with my kids.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, first lesson I learned from my dad was slow and steady wins the race. When I was a kid, my dad worked a lot. He worked three jobs, you know, at one point. He worked a lot. But he always made sure to save part of that money, like in a retirement plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though there was not a lot, you know, this is the 70s, you know, this is the early 70s, so there's not a lot of extra money around.
Yeah.
But he always managed to just put away a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, and that's really the key, is that slow and steady wins the race. You know, I'm sure he never put away a big percentage of money or anything like that, but you just do it nonstop. You know, consistency is key with investing. Consistently and over a long period of time. And he ends up saving a good amount of money for retirement.
Really?
You know, a great amount of money for retirement. So it's just slow and steady wins the race, you know, and I've learned that countless times, you know, repeatedly in my own life. But that's always one that really, you know, kind of stuck with me. One of them was, if you have free time and nothing to do, you know, then go make money instead of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, my friends all worked different hours than I did. It was, I forget how old I was at the time, probably 19 or something. And, you know, they were all doing something, and I had all this free time on my hands, and finally, Dad's like, why don't you go get a second job? And I did. And yeah. And it was great because I had all this extra money. I had nothing to do anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't get myself in trouble because I had ways to make extra money. And how I translate that in today's world is, like, people are always looking for ways to make extra money. And they have, you know, a big house or empty nesters and all that. And, you know, you're starting to see a lot of this Airbnb stuff, you know, where they're renting out rooms in the house and things like that. And people are making $500 to $2,000 or $3,000 a month doing stuff like this. You know, so if you've got nothing to do, or you've got extra, you know, ways to think outside the box, you know, make a little extra money. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, when I was a kid, I worked a god awful amount. I mean, you worked 7 days on, then six. So you got one day off every 2 weeks. I'm not going to mention where, because talk about a child labor law violation. But I worked 7 days, then six. So you worked from 4 in the afternoon to like 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, but you were paid well. The owner was the nicest guy in the world. Gave you an extra $20 a night cash on top of it.
So really?
I had more. To this day, I say I never had more money than I had when I was in high school.
How about that?
I had so much money because all I did was work. I had no way to spend it.
Yeah.
And by the time I woke up in the morning, you know, and slept it off, you went surfing or the beach for a little bit, you were right back at work.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you got a little free time and nothing to do, well, then go to work.
Go to work. That simple, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management. He's in Marmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 486-5073. You want to give him a call, you can set up an appointment. We're talking about financial lessons learned from my dad. And we'll be back right after this at the Manco and Manco Studios. Manco and Manco, the first and last name in pizza. We'll be back.
WOND.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk inviting you to come join the family. Here at Newkirk Family Veterinarians in English Creek, you'll find medical and surgical services, grooming, cat boarding in our famous cat house, as well as rehabilitation and physical therapy. We can perform x-rays and blood testing on-site so we can have most test results within 30 minutes. That's faster than most human hospitals. Come see why we're always a top vote-getter in the best of the press for best veterinary hospital. 609-645-2120, 645-2120, or see us on the web at NewkirkFamilyVeterinarians.com. Since 1981, second to none.
Voted best in the business. It's not just about your pet. It's about your family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians. Come join our family. Newkirk Family Veterinarians.
Hi, this is Jim Crane for the Pleasantville Music Shop, where they're having their Swing in the Summer Super Sales Event. Stop in for a swinging deal on a brand new or used piano. Great deals on all electronic keyboards. Check out our complete line of guitars and basses. We've got everything musical. Sheet music and music books, got them. Drum sets, congas, bongos, and cymbals, we got them too. Everything for your swinging band. Trumpets, trombones, flutes, clarinets, saxes. All at Swing in the Summer Sale prices. We have the lowest price on band rentals for all the schools. Repairs on all instruments. Also lessons in our studio. So swing on into the Pleasantville Music Shop on the Black Horse Pike in Pleasantville with 3.5% sales tax. Phone 641-4600. That's 641-4600. It's the Pleasantville Music Shop's Swing On In for a Super Summer Deal today.
Did you know there's more cases of melanoma diagnosed each year than all other forms of cancer combined? The numbers are staggering.
That's why you should be sure to save the date now for the Tara Miller Melanoma Foundation's 5th annual Make the Best of It Bash, Friday, June 29th at Atlantic City's Tropicana Resort. 100% of every dollar contributed at the event goes directly to melanoma research. And to date, the foundation has contributed more than $2.5 million to melanoma research. So please, help us fight this deadly disease and plan to join us on June 29th for the 5th annual Make the Best of It Bash.
I'm standing here today because of contributions that have funded the research to develop the treatments that are giving me a chance to fight this disease.
To learn more about our work, please visit TaraMillerFoundation.org. That's TaraMillerFoundation.org. And together, we'll make the best of it on Friday, June 29th.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan.
And I'm Holly Martin.
Join us for the Weekend Journal. Decades of musical memories from Bing Crosby to Michael Bublé, from Doris Day to Celine Dion.
Music trivia with prizes from the original Fudge Kitchens of Cape May County, Chester's Plants and Flowers, and the Avalon Coffee Company.
And items listeners sent in I call Warm Fuzzy Moments.
It's the Weekend Journal, every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till noon on WOND.
Now back to Bob Burns and your afternoon on News Talk 1400 WOND.
We're back. We're with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management in Barmore, New Jersey. His phone number there is 486-5073. Right now it's 927-1100. You got a question, we'd be happy to take your questions. And our topic is financial advice from my father.
Yeah. So this is one Dad says to me all the time to this day. And I love that he still says it to me because it constantly reminds me, it like snaps me back in reality. He says, nobody on their deathbed ever wished they spent more time at the office. and boy, if that's not a true statement, yeah. You know, and it's tough. I get it. I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I love what I do. I'll never retire. I have no interest in it,
yeah.
Which is funny because all I do is retirement. But I love what I do.
Yeah.
And the thought of not doing it is just not appealing to me. But that said, I could see looking back someday saying, geez, I wish I spent more time at the office. Like, no one's going to say that.
Yeah.
So that's really important, you know. And my dad does it all the time, but it really does keep things in perspective for me. It's very easy to get caught up in work, you know, and but you know, your family needs your attention too. You know, it's not just work, work, work.
Yeah.
And I'm really careful about that. I try to never miss things. You know, now if kid has five sporting events in a week, like one or two are getting missed. But
yeah. But
I'm going to be at more than half. I try to really be at everything. I don't work on the weekends, you know, unless it's a very rare circumstance or something. But, you know, I really try to, you know, focus that back in. And every time he says that, it's always in a perfect time. It's always when I'm, like, working way too much or spending too much time at the office or I am doing an all-day Saturday or something for some reason. So it really is, it's a true statement. Wow, if you've got free time and nothing to do, by all means, you know, the emphasis on nothing to do. But if you do have stuff, you know, you have people at home and everything else, you know, understand, my dad's absolutely right when he says that nobody on their deathbed ever wished they spent more time at the office.
That's good. I like that.
Because that's, boy, is that not a true statement?
Yeah.
You know, this one he always would say is it's about more than money. You know, remember what all the hard work is for, you know, and that kind of goes along with the last one. I mean, and I tell people this all the time, money is a tool. But nobody wants to spend their principal in retirement. Everybody wants to protect their principal.
Right.
For some people without kids, they all want to protect principal just because for some reason, 50 years ago, they were trained to think that way. The reality is it's kind of silly. I mean, you're supposed to save it on the front end and spend it on the back end. And the idea is you don't want to run out of it. But that's not to say you don't spend any of the principal. So remember what that hard work's for. You know, money's a tool that allows you to do the things in life that are really important, like making memories. You know, if you have a bunch of money, well, then if you have extra money and you've done your saving and investing and all that kind of, go on vacation. Take your kids on vacation.
Right.
Take your kids to Disney World. That's a great way to get rid of a lot of money.
quickly.
My gosh. I went to Disney last year with my kids. I went with Boy Scouts, I think, when I was 14. I went when I was a kid. My mom and dad took us, I want to say I was in fourth grade, so my sister would have been seventh, maybe. We went to Disney World, and I remember thinking, like, good Lord, how did we afford it? Or is it just inflation? Because I couldn't even fathom how much money it cost to take my kids to Disney World. Because, I got three kids, and they don't fit in one room, and I had to take a sitter. You know, so now I got six people, and I got to fly them there and back, and two rooms, and park passes for six people for, you know, whatever, however many days. I've paid significantly less for cars in my life than a trip to Disney. I mean, I was floored. Lord, at how much it costs. And a buddy of mine goes all the time. And, you know, I forget how much I told him. I'm like, yeah, that trip could cost me, you know, $5 or even $10,000. And then when he finally stopped laughing, he's like, you don't have any idea. He's like, you haven't been to Disney, have you? I'm like, wait, no, why? You know, I had no idea it cost that much. So, yeah, but that's what the money's for. Don't just make money for the sake of making money so that someday you can be, you know, dead and say I have lots of money.
Have a pile of
them. Because they don't bury it with you.
No.
I love that old joke where the guy said, you know, I want my wife to honor my wishes. I want to be buried with all my money.
Yeah.
So, you know, she wrote a check and put it in the casket.
There you go. You got it all, right?
So there you go. There's all your money.
Yeah.
But you can't take it with you. So you better enjoy it. You better remember what it's for, and it's not all about money. So while money's important, it's not the end-all, get-all to everything else. A system doesn't have to be sophisticated to work. Yeah, my dad, I remember this clearly, and I think he still uses it. He used an index card system. He used a box. It was about 5 inches wide and about 7 inches long, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
It was this little brown box. I had index cards in it. And had everybody he owed money to, you know, like the mortgage company and a car, you know, whatever, the electric bill and savings and what, and his entire financial life was managed by that little tiny box. And it worked for him.
Yeah.
So I always say it doesn't matter what system you use, just use one.
Yeah.
Just pick one and stick with it. But it doesn't, you know, in my world, sometimes you have all these crazy, fancy, sophisticated systems, and I pay thousands and thousands of dollars for software systems. I mean, I'd probably pay 15 plus thousand a year in software systems. You know, my dad used an index card system, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to work and use it. You know, and he used it religiously, and it's always worked for him ever since. So it was a great, it's a great system. And I can remember that little brown box clear as day.
Yeah.
And I'll bet he still has it.
We're talking with Eric Rich. He's Financial Lessons I Learned from My Dad. You can give us a call at 927-1100 if you have a story you want to tell us or you want to ask a question. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Happening now on Capitol Hill, senators are holding a hearing on the Justice Department's Inspector General report about the handling of Hillary Clinton's email probe. The report was critical of former FBI Director James Comey, who turned down an invitation to testify.
He has time for book tours and television interviews, but apparently no time to assist this committee, which has primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department.
That's Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. FBI Director Christopher Wray and the Justice Department's Inspector General are there. President Trump continues to push back on criticism of his zero-tolerance policy responsible for the separation of thousands of immigrant families at the border.
We want a safe country, and it starts with the borders. And that's the way it is.
The Massachusetts governor has canceled that state's deployment of National Guard troops to the border after learning families are being separated. And the president says he's ordering the Pentagon to create a space force. Skockeldberg, ABC News.
Bob Burns and your afternoon continues on News Talk 1400 WOND.
We're back. Let me do this, and we'll continue on with Eric Rich and financial lessons I learned from my dad. When you or a loved one is diagnosed with cancer, you want to begin mapping out a treatment plan right away. NASA Cancer Center offers next-day appointments to provide new patients with rapid access to expert care and support at the region's leading cancer center. Next-day appointments at NASA Cancer Center. When it comes to fighting cancer, you shouldn't have to wait. Three locations to serve you. Visit NASACancerCenter.com. That's NAZHA. .com. All right, Eric.
All right, let's see. So this is a great one. Dad always had this philosophy, and I didn't learn it until later in life. But he eventually told me about it. So he said, let your kids struggle, but let them know you won't let them fail. Like there's nothing wrong with struggling.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. If you never struggle in life, then you don't realize the value of success when you get it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And what I 21 years in this business, there are months on end. I'm sure I've cried myself to sleep in this business, thinking you must be the dumbest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Why anyone would want to do this for a living is beyond me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my first year in the business, I made $11,000.
Oh my God.
And I gave up a job making 40, I think, and I was 24. At the time.
Wow.
Or 25. You know, like, you got to be an idiot to want to do that, you know? But my dad always said, like, I'd stand back and watch, you know, and I wasn't ever going to let you fail. If I needed to bail you out, I would do it.
Yeah.
But I needed to not let you know that right up front. I needed you to just work for it and struggle and, you know. And that's a great lesson for kids, you know, because we're so... And today, God bless them, parents today are nuts. You know, the helicopter parents and the, you know, 12th place trophy and all this. You know,
participation trophy.
What a horrible idea.
Yeah.
You know, but God forbid we offend anybody or, you know, upset anybody. So let's just ruin our kids' lives instead. But, you know, it's important to struggle. And I find myself really wrestling with, you know, certain things. Yesterday on the beach was a great, 2 days ago. Saturday, went on the beach. CJ said, I did my own lotion. I don't need any help. He's 10 now, so he's got it all figured out.
Okay.
I don't need any help. I'm fine. And I'm going to walk. Can I walk to the beach by myself? You know, and you know, he's got, Ocean City's busy, you know, so.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I'm like, all right, fine, you know, and he's very adamant about it, almost defiant about it. So, you know what, go ahead. That night I spent more than half an hour rubbing aloe all over him because he was so good at the suntan lotion part. But you know what? Like, you know, my
lesson learned. Right?
My karate teacher used to say, "Pain instructs."
Yeah.
you know, just like my buddy Billy says, "Stupid hurts."
Yeah.
You know, my karate teacher years before said, "Pain instructs," and it certainly does, because he will never go without. He didn't want to wear a rash guard. You know, I said, "Well, you should wear a rash guard because, you know, it's smarter. You know, you won't get sunburn or anything." So guess what he was doing on Sunday? He had a long sleeve rash guard on all day.
Oh my God!
So you know. Let your kids struggle and learn some hard lessons in life. You know, you don't have to let them fail miserably, but that was one of the best lessons I've ever learned from my dad.
Huh.
Pay yourself first is a great one. I'm always amazed. People say, well, you know, I've got this bill and that bill. There is no bill you have that's more important than you.
Yeah.
So pay that bill first. Take 10% of your, you know, people say, oh, I don't know how to budget for this, that, or you never have to budget in life. Here's what you do. You take 10 or 15%, depending on how old you are, of your money, and you save and invest it. Then you spend everything else.
Yeah.
Because you've already saved first.
Okay.
Pay yourself first, and then pay everybody else afterwards. Trust me, you are more important than your mortgage company or the electric or whoever. Pay yourself first, and then pay everybody else. Don't be afraid to take chances. You know, Dad didn't always directly say this, but a couple times he told me about, like, he had some opportunities to buy a property here or there. You know, nobody knew back, you know, this is the 60s and 70s. Nobody had any idea that real estate values would go up like they did. But clearly I could tell he regretted not doing some of these things.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you have a bunch of young kids, nobody wants to take a chance. I mean, no one wants to be risky when they have young children.
Yeah, sure.
So either do it before you have young children or as soon as those kids are kind of out and self-sufficient, you know, I know lots of people that started businesses after their kids were out of college and became exponentially more successful than they ever were in life before that.
Okay.
I mean, I know a guy that started a business in his late 50s. He never had really any money.
Yeah.
He took a big chance in his late 50s. He's a multimillionaire today, and he would have never – he probably would have retired with $100,000 in the bank had he not done this, you know. So don't be afraid to take chances. Do it early. When you have nothing to lose. I tell it to my little brother, Seamus, all the time, who I'm going to see right from here. Hey, you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, take everything you have from you? You don't have anything. You got nothing. Don't worry about it. Let them take it.
Yeah.
The car's not that nice. So take the chances because you will regret, you know, and there's a great book called The Five Regrets of the Dying.
Uh-huh.
And one of the number one regrets is not taking more chances. So when life narrows it down to five, and that's one of the big five,
yeah,
you probably should listen to that. So, and the other is you don't need to go to college to be successful.
That's true.
You know, we beat college into these kids like there's no tomorrow. Now, you know, again, Cooper says he's going to play football for Clemson and he's going to play for the Eagles. So that's good.
Hey,
CJ tells me he's going to go to Princeton. Riley has no interest in anything in life, and I keep chalking up that that's okay. She's younger than the others, but no, I think it's her personality.
How about that?
You don't have to go to college, and you know it's hard because I do a lot of college planning. We do a lot of college planning work.
Yeah,
but you know, some kids just aren't meant for college.
Yeah,
and there
true.
Is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And then I always follow that up with, have you ever met a poor plumber?
Not
and,
really.
And I say, neither have I.
Yeah.
You know, the next one I meet will be the first.
That's right.
So guess what? You don't have to, you know, go to college to be successful. Some of my wealthiest clients, I have two clients that didn't even finish high school. Single mom, two boys, neither one finished high school. And they are both extraordinarily wealthy people today in two totally different industries.
Really?
Both blue collar industries. They just happen to make a fortune doing it. And I mean, you know, mid 8-figure net worth, you know, big money. So
I'm working on a project about that.
There you go.
And it's we're going to try to change some state legislation.
Nice.
Because there's a crisis coming.
There's a huge crisis coming. There's no kids to do jobs that need to be done.
That's correct.
I mean, there's just not.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have a client that's a plumber, and he's a and another one's electrician. He said, we can't hire anybody.
Yeah.
There's nobody to hire. Nobody has the skills. No one went to school for this.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh my God. And these are people who want to transition businesses. That they're like, basically, you come here, you work your 5-10 years, and the business is yours.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're going to make more money than you know what to do with. And they literally can't find people to do it. I just shake my head. I think, man, we are missing the boat on this one. So.
We're talking with Eric Rich from Rich Asset Management, Marmar, New Jersey. 486-5073 is his phone number. It's area code 609, if you don't know that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
News Talk 1400, WOND.
Hi, I'm Tim Glenn, and I have four passions: my family, my Glenn Insurance customers, the environment, and turtles.
I can speak for all turtles. We appreciate that.
Tommy, you live on the water. Are you concerned about flooding?
Well, yes. In one flood, I was stuck between a rock and a hard place for days, and we lost our wet bar.
Sorry, that's terrible. Must have been scary.
Yes, a turtle without a wet bar is frightening. Otherwise, we'd have a sandbar.
Sandbar? That wouldn't be good, Tommy. We've been providing home, auto, and flood insurance for over a century. We work with multiple carriers to find the best rates and options to protect your most valuable assets.
Now that's a relief.
Do you listen to the radio to be prepared for a flood?
No, we have our own in-air warning system.
Really?
Yes, a turtle dove.
For flood insurance, Glenn Insurance. Call 888-OK-GLENN or visit glenninsurance.com. Exceptional people, superior results.
AtTheShoreOnline.com is your guide to South Jersey fun. Check out the website for information on entertainment and events from LBI to Cape May. It's fun, interactive, and easy to use. Looking for a kid-friendly happening? Check out the Fun for the Whole Family section. AtTheShoreOnline.com also has stories and information on local art, dining, entertainment, and golf. Visit the Atlantic City Insiders feature for videos and photo galleries of clubs and casinos, plus read their blogs about gambling, beer, and wine. AtTheShoreOnline.com, your guide to South Jersey fun.
The weather's getting warmer and school is getting out. Boat signal vacation time. Heaven's Way Baptist Church at 5082 Tremont Avenue wants you to have a great summer, but make sure you remember the Lord and attending services on your summer wish list. Heaven's Way's comfy air-conditioned church has Sunday school at 9:50 a.m. and spirited worship at 11 a.m. All people from all walks of life are welcome at Heaven's Way Baptist Church, 5082 Tremont Avenue in EHT.
Celebrate our 40th anniversary all summer at Resorts Casino Hotel, home to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville and Landshark Bar and Grill. Come for specials, live entertainment, free concerts on Landshark Beach, and 6 daily happy hours. Visit award-winning gourmet dining, Capriccio's, and Gallagher's Steakhouse. For new members, get 3 times comp dollars and 3 times cash back, plus a free 40th anniversary tote. Learn about our summer-long celebration and book your stay at resortsac.com. A Mohegan Sun property. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
WOND Pleasantville.
You're listening to Bob Burns in your afternoon on News Talk 1400 WOND.
We're back. We're talking with Eric Rich. Lessons I learned from my father. Financial lessons I learned from my father.
That's right.
I talked about my dad on Saturday. The lesson he taught me was how to make a living.
Right. Pretty good lesson.
Yeah. He was dead by the time he was 59. And I guess I was 30. I was 30. So I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I really wanted to. But the lesson he taught me was how to make a living. In March of 62, he had a tire recapping business. He did passenger tires. And he had guys working up and down both the north and south of West Atlantic City where the business was. Delivering tires to gas stations and places like that, had a great business going. And March storm of 62 came in and wiped out everything that he had.
Mm.
And that was when I learned about flood insurance.
Yeah, right.
And there was no insurance to cover him. And, you know, he had no idea what he was going to do. And when I turned 14 in April of that year, I got a windbreaker for my birthday. I always got a go-kart, a moped, some kind of thing. Fresh paint was my birthday smell because my dad had just finished fixing, making whatever he made that night before. And when I turned 14, I got a windbreaker, and that was it. And the fortunes of business, you know, always what demonstrated it most to me. The Christmas I was 16, I got a 14-foot Crestliner with a 35 Johnson on it.
Right.
So the business had changed.
That was
changed.
A good year. Yeah.
Yeah. Business had changed like dramatically overnight. And as my dad worked really hard, and he was a smart guy. He was the best retailer I ever met in my life.
Hmm.
And I worked with him from the time I was 8 until he died, every Saturday. no matter what I was doing, I worked for my dad because I just, well, I like being with him. And he was a smart guy, and he was my best friend.
But, that's great.
But that was the lesson I learned from him was how to make a living.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's a great lesson.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. You know, that. So there were things my dad taught me. What do I teach my kids?
There we go. They bring you a pipe and slippers every night when you come home?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they sure do. Oh, boy. I said, save more than you think you can and start earlier than you think you can.
Okay.
If you saved $100 a month for 60 years, you'd have about $2.3 million. Whew. $100 a month. Now, if you were a 14-year-old kid making, $150 a day or something at working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
If you can't save $100 a month, you were doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You were doing something very wrong. You need to reevaluate everything you're spending money on. Because $100 a month is not a lot of money.
No.
So now imagine if you could do $200 or $300.
Wow.
You're talking $7, $8, $9 million. This is ridiculous money.
Sure.
And we're only talking a couple $100 a month. So, compound interest, that's the key. So the longer you can do it, do it. One of the things my kids are required to do, they don't love this part, spend, share, save. So a third of the money, so they got $10, let's say they got $9 for massive.
Yeah, make it easy.
Yeah. $3 they can spend, $3 they have to save, and $3 they have to give away. Now, you can't do that when they get a little older. I get that. But you could do 20% savings and 10 giving and 70 for bills.
Yeah.
And I always say, if you did that and you started off with the saving part, whatever's left over you can spend.
Yeah.
You don't have to budget anything. Whatever's left over, that's yours. But because you already saved and invested. So save first, put away. I make them do a third, a third, a third. Because it's very important for them to give back. I'm nuts about that. My family was always, no one in my family ever had lots of money. But, my grandfather always, my dad's dad always had, there was always someone that lived at the house, because they were, hard times, or they were older, or they didn't have family or whatever. But, fine, somebody could live there. No big deal. It was never too much. My grandmother on my mom's side, anything we ever needed as a kid, she would, even if she didn't have it, she would just figure it out.
Really?
My first year of college, she helped pay for, that's just been ingrained in me from my parents since I was a kid. So I don't care if it's money. Some people, I don't have any money to give back. That's fine. You don't need to.
Right.
Give time and give influence. You've got something that somebody wants. You have a marketable skill. You have a knowledge base that somebody needs.
Yeah.
Give it to somebody. I always say, unless you got here 100% of your own, which nobody did, you have an obligation to give back. So I do it. I do it a lot. I make my kids do it a lot, and that's why they have to give a third of their money back. I teach them about investing in compound interest. My funny story was Cooper came in one day, and he handed me a dollar bill. And he needed $20 or something, so he handed me. I was on my way to work, and he handed me a dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Can you do me a favor? Can you make this 20 today at work?" I'm like, "Wait, from one?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "No, I can't." So he looks at me. He's like, "Oh, so you're not very good at your job?"
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
"No, Coop, I guess I'm not."
Oh my gosh!
But there's a place called Atlantic City up the street that if you want those kind of odds.
Yeah, there you go.
So apparently I wasn't good at my job to Cooper because I couldn't turn $1 into 20 in one day. But I taught them about investing. And I tell them $1 today is 100 60 years down the road.
Yeah.
So Cooper's 8. So it's 68. Every dollar you spend is worth 100 on the back end, assuming 8%. It's 176 at 9. So, if you want to buy, a video game that's, $50.
Yeah.
Do you really want to pay $5,000 for a video game or $8,000?
That's what you're missing when you're 68.
That's what you're missing on the back end. That's compound interest and how it works in investing. So all of my kids have been taught about investing and compound interest. And it's really important.
They must be little pains in the asses when they go out with other people, right?
Yeah, they are. Well, they want everybody else to pay for everything.
Oh, that's,
see,
right.
That's the killer of it. They take their own money, and then they somehow talk me into buying ice cream. And whatever. And I can see Coop doing the math in his head what it's worth in the future, you know. But he's my little entrepreneur. He spent all day yesterday here. I hear shells for sale, shells for sale. I'm like, what is that? I go out on the front porch, and there he is selling shells to everybody walking back and forth on the beach.
Oh, my God.
He made $6 Saturday and $6 Sunday.
Get out.
I'm like, you know what? An 8-year-old may worked 3 hours and made 12 bucks.
That's not bad.
Hey, that's a pretty smart kid.
Yeah.
You know? So I love it. I encourage that to the ends of the earth.
See, I was teasing Rob's son the other day. He's 12, and he hadn't got a job yet. What the hell's wrong with him?
Yeah, no, get a job.
Got to get a job.
Yeah. And be, oh, well, you got to be 16. Trust me. You let me know. I'll find you somebody that'll hire you at 12 years
somebody
old.
Somebody will hire you.
So.
Mow somebody's lawn.
Yeah, exactly. My nephew was selling newspapers in front of Dino's Diner on Saturday. We went and saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, well, it's Tommy. Maybe he's 13. But still, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Get out there and do something. So one of the other ones I teach them all the time, good debt versus bad debt. If it goes up in value, buy it.
Yeah.
If it goes down, and preferably borrow for it. If it goes down in value, do not.
Like a car?
Yeah, car. You know, buy a house because home prices go up in value.
Yeah.
The problem with the millennial generation, they got stuck because they kind of came into like getting out of school when the housing market crashed. So they didn't see housing as a, why would I buy a house? There's no value in that, you know. Well, that's because they don't have a long enough statistical data to show, oh, no, actually, it's really a good idea.
Yeah.
So buy a house because it goes up in value. Don't pay cash for it. Use a mortgage because then you can leverage someone else's money instead of your own and you know, invest the difference. So good debt versus bad debt. If it's good debt and it goes up in value, then put a mortgage on it and period. It's pretty easy. And the last one I had was passive income is better than earned income. I tell my kids all the time, if you have your choice between passive income or earned income, you want passive income. And, well, they're going, well, why?
Yeah.
Because you don't work for it.
You don't work for it.
Because you don't have to do anything and it still comes.
Yeah, that's
good. Which is really nice.
Yeah.
Now, you can argue, you know, a pension I worked for, you know, years ago. But if it wasn't contributory, then it's you know, technically
it's
you
free,
didn't pay
yeah.
into it. Technically, it's free. You could argue that, but still. So why not have passive income in retirement? You know, a rental property. I have lots of people. You know, they buy an $80,000 rental property, and when they retire, it's worth $120. It's not a lot of money, but it also pays for itself and it gives them $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month is pretty nice. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You just show up and you get $1,000 every month because somebody else is paying you for it. That's passive income. It's not something you actively work at to receive income. I have one client who loans money. Now, do not loan money to family and friends or it's gone. But as a business, you know, he loans money and he makes a habit of it. So
I have a friend that says, if you want to borrow money from your friend, decide what you want most, the money or your friend.
Right, because you only get one of the two. You only get to keep one of the two.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, or something else. Find something that you can invest in. You know, go partnerships with somebody in a you know, business venture's tough, man, because you really have to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But if somebody has an unbelievable track record, you know, I have a buddy that's a realtor in Seattle. If he said, hey, you know, give me $100,000 because I'm going to develop some project, I know I'm getting my money back.
Sure.
Because the guy's done it 400 times. 401 is not going to be the one that goes bad.
Yeah.
But if somebody has a quote-unquote great idea, then probably want to stay away from it. But passive income is a
I woke
really
up
nice,
the other morning and
yeah,
I thought,
you know what would be really neat, you know, to do this? Seamus does that all the time. I always laugh because Seamus always says, I have this great idea. I'm like, you're only the 4,000th person to have that idea.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, it already exists. It does? What's it called? Well, here's the top 100 of them.
Yeah.
You know? So when you have a good idea, that's not necessarily something I want to throw money into, but opportunities for passive income, I will tell you, is a really nice thing because you're getting paid and you're not still working. And worst case scenario, you know, if that guy with that place that's 120 and you know, he's getting $1,000 a month, if he ever doesn't want the place anymore, well, sell it for the 120 because now it's paid off.
Yeah.
And guess what? You just got yourself 10 years worth of income.
About that, huh?
And that's assuming no interest at all.
Yeah.
You're making interest, well, then it's probably 12 or 13 years worth of income. So passive investments is a pretty nice thing to have in addition to you know, earning a living.
Over the edge.
Over the edge this Saturday. It's finally here. This Saturday is Over the Edge from 9 to 2. At the Sheraton in Atlantic City. Literally, when you're coming in the expressway, if you look left, you will see it because that is the wall that you come down,
yep.
You rappel down. There's tons of activities. I just found out there's all kinds of. There's going to be face painting, and there's going to be dogs there, you know, like they call them comfort dogs, you know, for people to hang out and play with, and beanbag toss and raffles. There's a raffle for a chance to win 5 Disney park passes.
Wow.
Trust me, I can
That's
tell you,
worth $1 million.
Probably, because I can tell you what they cost, because it is a lot of money.
Steep.
It is painful. So there's tons of fun activities going out. I'll be there all day. I'm going to escort people up to the penthouse for their
You're
that's
not
what I did last
there,
year.
Huh?
And then I take pictures and I text them to them. That's
okay.
My job.
That's it. Huh?
Because I'm so much better at a helper than I am a repeller. But we are looking for some repellers. If you want to do it, it is I will say it is the experience of a lifetime. It's definitely worth doing because it was a great, great, great thing to have done. And I have a shocking fear of heights, and I still did it. So,
well, I made my contribution to Lauren Carroll.
That's right. So did I.
Lauren's gone over the edge.
I gave a donation to Lauren. I haven't followed up to see where she's at, but. We've had lots of great fundraisers, lots of great sponsors, and, you know, it's going to be a fantastic event. It's one of our two biggest events, that and the car raffle we do in October.
The car raffle.
Yep.
That's when I'm going to win a Mercedes.
Win right? a Mercedes, that's right.
Yeah. And it starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Starts
right?
at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and then there's a big after party at Dunn Tavern afterwards.
I know the website to make a contribution is overtheedgeac.org.
Right, overtheedgeac.org to contribute, and you can find whatever repeller you want. I would suggest looking up, see where Lauren Carroll's at, and maybe throw a donation her way.
Yeah.
But it all goes to Big Brother the Big Sister, so it doesn't matter whose name you really put it in.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all for charity, so.
It's always a good thing.
But
you got some good news a couple of months ago, right?
We did. We won. You know, funny. We won this you know, pile of money from the Impact Club of Cape May County.
Right.
We ended up winning, you know, almost $13,000, and then that we used and you know for a couple different things. But one of them we got, you know, we got paid current with National and to win this Gold Standard Award, which you always had, but we couldn't qualify for, and we got this Gold Standard Award, and then the United Way because of that turned around and. Dramatically increase their contribution to us.
Oh, that's good.
So, like, it's this unbelievable snowball effect.
Uh-huh.
So now we're in a position where we can actually hire another match support specialist, and that person can handle up to 100 matches. So
wow.
Yeah, so basically...
And you have enough people on the list.
We have about 110 on the waiting list, both bigs and littles. We just can't match them up because we didn't have the funding.
Yeah.
And now, you know, now that funding's coming through. So
that's cool.
It's extraordinary to be able to, you know, go from 220 to hopefully 320 kids just in Atlantic and Cape May counties that we serve.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
That's cool. What happens with you and Seamus now? He's getting kind of old.
He's out. Yeah, he's aged out of the program, but we still hang out all the time.
That's good.
I'm literally leaving here to go pick him up, going to go get a bite to eat, and then go out and see a movie or something. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we still hang out all the time, even though it's not part of the program.
Oh, that's great. All right, stay tuned for all the great stuff coming up on WOND. You can't go wrong if you listen the rest of the day. Rachel, thanks so much for what you do on the other side there. And I like the picture of that car. It was pretty interesting. It looks just like my old Cougar in my backyard.
So funny, right?
Yeah. Of course, I know the old Cougar's fried, so it doesn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
Eric, thanks for coming in and doing your thing here. We appreciate
Thank
it very
you.
Much.
And thanks for listening out there. Thanks for everything you do, Rachel, and be true to your school.